garage is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, it's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. It's a great little city. And I am your guest host this morning. And let me tell you the text number, 231-758-7707. And I am trying to add Pastor Rusty Chatfield into the show, but for some reason it says call unavailable. We're having one of those little tech things. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's the gremlins. I don't know. But we're trying really hard. Pastor is going to be speaking on the 14th Amendment and incorporation. Who knows? But we can keep trying. And I don't know what to tell you, but I am going to tell you a little bit about an interesting experience that my son had. And I think you'll find it relevant because it's related to our ongoing national conversation about immigration. And did you note that the Iowa caucus goers said that the number one issue that they were concerned with is immigration? I think that's amazing. Here in the heart of the heartland, Iowa, the heart of the Iowa caucuses, and people put that above the economy, which I found utterly amazing. So it's just showing all of us what a conundrum that we have in this country when this issue is impacting all of us. So anyway, here's the situation. My son, Wid, he is a physical therapist by training, and he's also moonlights as a reporter for BorderHawk.News, which you've heard me mention if you've ever heard me on the show before. I'm very fond of the website. I'm very fond of the work. It's nonprofit journalism. My other son, Dan, is the editor-in-chief, and we all try to help him out when we can. So anyway, my son does the Moonlight reporting, and this past weekend, he attended the March for Gaza. I don't know if you heard about it or read about it. It was in Washington, D.C. Apparently, it was massive, massive, massive. Tons and tons of people attended this, this business. And so there he was, and he was photographing and videotaping all the protesters. And as you can imagine, these folks seem not only crazy, but they're also anti-American. And a lot of them are pro-Hamas. So you got to be careful in those crowds. And Wid, my son, certainly is. And he's always joined by a couple of colleagues. So I'm glad about that. But this one was especially crazy because the crowd was outside the White House. And they decided to get really close to the fence that is, you know, kind of a barrier to the White House. And they basically breached the fence. They started shaking it and they uprooted it from its hinges, if you will. Not its hinges, but the base of it. And fortunately, the Secret Service and the Capitol Police were there to quell the mob. President Biden was not there. The White House staff was evacuated. This was very, very serious, could have been very, very serious, and still strikes me as very, very serious. But here's the amazing part. And if you want to see the video, it's at borderhawk.blog or on it's all over social media. It's gotten 20 million views. It's just amazing. Here's the part that I think was the reason that the video and the story got so much coverage is because of the fact that no one, and I mean no one that we know of, with Wid being there on the ground with a couple of his colleagues. Oh, I think we have Pastor. Pastor, are you on the line? Yes? Okay, hold on. We'll talk to each other after the break. Everybody, I'm Missy Lyman. Hang in there, folks. We got stories and we got Pastor Chatfield.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. Maybe that was me in the background there. Pastor, are you on the line? No? We're having issues. Pastor Chatfield says, the Skype was ringing, but there was no way for me to answer, no button to push to answer. I have no idea, but I can. Let me try you one more time. Pastor, hang in there. Let's see what is going on. Tech gremlins, as always, naughty little things. And let me try and see if he can come on. I'm going to try to call you again, Pastor, if you're listening, and see if we can get you on so we can talk about the 14th Amendment. And we shall see. Hold on a second, everybody. We shall see how we see this conundrum known as Skype. It's kind of fun when it works, actually, because the calls come in so clearly. But when it acts up naughty, naughty, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if it's the weather or what. But anyway, we're going to keep trying him, and hopefully we can get him in there on the line so you can hear his presentation on the 14th Amendment, which I think sounds really interesting, by the way. I think anything involving any of our amendments is interesting, but hopefully we can get Pastor Chatfield, and I can, and in the meantime, we will see what we see. I don't know what is going on. There's a little bit of a problem earlier with Israel Wayne, but then we cleared it up. But again, I have no idea what happens with these tech issues, but we're going to keep trying and see what we can do. And hopefully he'll get on. Pastor, you're a pastor. You can say a little prayer that we can connect through. Anyway, in the meantime, let me finish my story about this March for Gaza and the viral video. And again, I think the takeaway is that we've talked a lot about the two-tier system of justice, as we now call it, where we see this especially with how the J6ers are treated versus these other kind of protesters that regularly act up very oddly, but they're DEI protesters, so I guess they're a protected class, as are many of these migrants who don't have to follow the rules. Imagine, just think about that for a minute, in that, let's say you're at an airport, and you tell the TSA agent, nope, I'm not going to take off my shoes. Nope, I'm not going to go through the scanner. Nope, I'm not going to do what you tell me. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine, right? So there is that sense that we have, those of us who are trying to play by the rules, especially for conservatives or we're constitutionalists, that we can't break any of the rules. They're going to throw the book at us and then some. So I think that was one of the reasons that WID's video went viral, because there it is on video where you see these people at the White House, by the way, not just in the old building, but the White House, and they're shaking this gate. They're trying to get through. They have to evacuate the staff. There's Secret Service. There's Capitol Police, and who knows who else is there. And no one apparently gets arrested. No one really gets detained. Nothing seems to happen. There's not the like an FBI database of these people. There's not people posting their photos on social media and all the rest that has happened to the people who attended J6 and some of them who weren't even at the Capitol, possibly getting in trouble, who have gotten in trouble. So again, I think it's a snapshot of what is going on in the United States, in our country, and the unfairness, the brutal, brutal unfairness that is just occurring, and that we have these visuals to give us the picture, to give us the story. These people who are trying in many ways to colonize our country with very radical ideas, as Todd was saying, if we're not a rule of law country, if we're not a sovereign nation, what are we, right? What are we? And so it's a crucial, critical time. But anyway, I invite you to take a look at the videos. There's the main video, the one I'm talking about, and then there's several others. He actually even has a picture of these bloodied dolls being thrown at the Capitol Police. I mean, again, that's not the kind of stuff that those of us on the right, libertarians, independent, constitutionalists, Christians, homesteaders, 2A, 1A, whatever, we get away with. We just don't. They don't. And really, we want everyone to not get away with bad things, by the way, whatever their politics. We want to see a good system of justice in the works. But, you know, this is what it is. This is the reality. We have to be aware. We have to be discerning. We have to be vigilant. And we have to be very, very careful. But again, like Todd says, we need to do something, too. We need to speak out. Maybe we run for office. Maybe we take a video. And here's the other side. Here's the other part of this story that intrigues me. So Witt and a couple of his friends, and I'm going to call them alternative media because I don't really know, you know, again, what we can call some of these, although they've become more of the better than the regular legacy media, establishment media. There's no establishment or legacy media at this event. There was none. There was no CBS, ABC, CNN, Wall Street Journal, whatever. You list the name, the Alphabet Soup, the Big Shots, the whatever. They were not there covering this breach at the White House, at the Spence. Where were they? They weren't there, right? Oh, but man, they're still talking about J6. They're still telling you this. They're still telling you that. They're obsessed with that topic, these people that hate the right so much and they hate the Trump supporters so much. But to cover something where it's in real time, and one number is that there was anywhere from between 100,000 to 400,000 people at this event. That is epic, epic. So again, we are in strange times. We are in difficult times, and we need to be vigilant and grateful for the people out there who are willing to stand there for us, whether it's Todd Smallenberg, whether it's alternative media, whatever it is, whether it's Israel Wayne now sounding the alert of homeschoolers, because it's really become a we the people endeavor that we have to, rise to the occasion, if you will. So anyway, let me try Pastor Chatfield here while I'm blathering on. Hopefully I'm blathering on about some substantial things here. We're going to try one more time on Skype. If not, we're going to have to call him the old-fashioned way, right? We're going to have to call him on a cell phone. And see what we see here. But again, think about all these things seriously, folks. Not to be scared, not to be anything. The Lord is with us. He's been with us through all of history, right? And history has some very dark, terrible moments when the early church was persecuted, during the Black Plague. I mean, we could go on and on. It's just amazing. But he is there. He is with us. He wants us to be vigilant and engaged in our time, in our culture, for sure. That is really important that we never forget that, especially if we are people of faith, especially if we are believers. These things are crucial. So I invite you again, borderhawk.news. Check out the video. It's really transformative. And you will be amazed at how uncovered these things are, undercovered, unexamined, everything. And we are going to try Pastor, by the way, if you're hoping on the thing. We will try him on regular phone, but we're going to call him at the break. So, Rusty, I will call you in a couple of minutes during the break, and hopefully we'll get this squared away so that you can talk about the 14th Amendment and educate all of us on that. And how many of you actually are interested in the Constitution and taking classes or listening to lectures? It's just a wonderful endeavor. I believe Hillsdale College has an excellent Constitution class, and I believe it's for free. So something to think about. Anyway, while we get this straightened out, I also wanted to mention something else, which is the fact that today the Board of Canvassers is meeting, as we speak, in Lansing, and they are trying to decide on a couple of petitions, a couple of ballot proposals, and one of them is Carla Wagner. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar. I think Randy's actually had her on the show, so you probably are familiar. She is the lady behind Axe Michigan Tax, which is the movement to do away with the property taxes, and that is so wonderful, by the way, that she's taken on this cause. And it's axmitax.org. axmitax.org is her website. Anyway, so she is meeting with the Board of Canvassers in Lansing, and as some of you know, because many of us, again, are very invested in election fraud and election fraud issues, so we actually have gotten to become more familiar with the Bureau of Elections in Lansing. And she is going before the board today to get her ballot proposal approved, hopefully. And here it is the question she's proposing to be on a ballot initiative. And then if this gets approved, she's going to have to collect signatures. She and all of us, if we want to help her, we'll have to collect signatures. And as many of you know, that's a very tedious, cumbersome process. But it is the process that we have in place today to address our redresses, I guess, redress of against government and the The Democrats, they use that very effectively. Think of all those proposals they passed, 1, 2, 3. And we, unfortunately, have not been as great a ground game in getting signatures. So hopefully Carla, who's a dynamo, is going to be able to get a great ground game going with many of us helping her. But anyway, this is a summary of her proposal that she's asking the Board of State Canvassers in Lansing today to approve. constitutional amendment to prohibit real property taxes and alternative means of taxation on real or personal property, requires 60% of voters to approve local taxes, requires two-thirds vote of legislature to increase any state tax by more than 0.1%, increase percentage of state sales tax revenue that is distributed to local governments instead of the state to 20% for municipalities, 10% for counties, shift 10% of income, marijuana, alcohol, tobacco tax revenue from state to local governments, require that tax revenue distributed to local governments be used only for public safety, law enforcement, courts, emergency response, and essential infrastructure, require legislation implementing these requirements. I know that sounds like almost like a word salad, but the point of it is to prohibit the property taxes and to continue funding law enforcement through other revenue streams. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty radical, if you ask me. And really, is there a greater cause? Why should people be continuously taxed on their property like we are? And sometimes people are taxed, especially elderly folks on a fixed income, are taxed right out of their homes to pay for government. It's just one of the craziest, wackiest models. And to me, a terrible injustice and a terrible shot against property rights. That should not ever be. So Carla, again, the woman is a dynamo. We invited her to speak in Emmett County. She is just loaded with facts and information, and she's one of those people that probably could speak for a good 3 hours, but she knows her stuff, as they say, and she's very invested in this cause. I believe she has a background in real estate, so she also knows the property side of things, incentives, abatements. She can speak to all of that very clearly, very, very smartly. So I'm hoping that her ballot initiative here, she will get approved today by the Lansing Board of State Canvassers. So we'll know later on in the day, and maybe she'll even send us a report during the show. But again, if this goes forward with axmitax.org, she's going to need folks to help her collect signatures, gather signatures, so this becomes a reality, and it's something that we can vote for. And wouldn't that be historic? Even nearly a miracle, she could pull this off and we could actually vote for this and to take a stand against this, among the most confiscatory taxes on the planet, the property taxes. So this is just very exciting. She's really moving in a good direction, and I hope all goes well. And on the sidebar note, there is another group called, let me see if I can find it. They're the folks that are trying to take a stand against the zoning, the industrial zoning, and they're also in Lansing with their petition. And I think you might have heard, I think it's called Citizens for Local Choice. Google that, Citizens for Local Choice. So they too are trying to put out a ballot initiative to push back against this Michigan legislature that voted some public act or something or other to allow these wind and solar farms, basically their location and where they can be put, and it's going to be decided by a 3-member administrative board. And again, totally unacceptable. Whatever happened to local control and home rule? So these people too are there at the Board of Canvassers, hopefully getting their ballot question, ballot initiative approved, and they too will need signature help. I assume we all need signature help, right? So two very important endeavors occurring before us today in Michigan. And again, this is just going to be such an incredible year. Anyway, we will be back. I'm Izzy Lyman. Thank you for listening to all that. We're going to try again with Pastor Chatfield.